To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Tuesday News Listeners, time to get your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show started. It's the 18th of October, 2022. Here comes the highlights of the best technology news that went on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Netflix users, particularly the ones out there that are kind of bumping off somebody else's account, there's a new feature coming for you. It's called Profile Transfer. Now, if this sounds familiar to you, well, it should after a few months of testing. Netflix says this thing is definitely ready for prime time. So what is Profile Transfer, in case you don't know? Well, it's their nifty little feature that will allow users to move their personalized recommendations and viewing history to an actual new account. Yes, an account you actually pay for. Now, Netflix says they're introducing this feature so they can ease those transitions that Netflix was tolerating in the past. We all know that that's not going to continue, as Netflix in the last few months has definitely been cracking down on password sharing. Now, as far as profile transfer goes, it will actually guide you through the process of starting a new Netflix account. The account that you haven't been paying for, you'll actually be able to transfer everything over that you love. Yes, it looks like the days of piggybacking are gone for various Netflix users out there. If you want your Netflix fix, yeah, you're gonna have to pay for it now. Switch sports lovers out there on Nintendo been wondering, where'd it go? Well, according to Nintendo, it's coming back. Don't worry. Unfortunately, if you're not aware of what's been going on, Nintendo had to shut down the game servers last week because there was a big bug in the system. Yes, this big bug actually caused the game to shut down during a pre-match loading screen. And actually, it didn't matter if you were online or offline. Both forms of play, yeah, were affected. It was actually last Friday when Nintendo announced, yes, they're working on a patch and halting all rolling out of any other updates for the platform until they get this thing fixed. And by the looks of it, the patch is almost ready. Version 1.2.2 should be rolling out sometime today. That actually will be followed by a second patch later this week, which then will be version 1.2.3. Yes, you'll have to have both of them if you want to continue having your gaming fun. And finally, YouTube and 4K glory. Are you still going to have to pay for it? I don't think so now. YouTube apparently has ended this experiment, which most people notice that if you wanted to watch anything in 4K, get ready to shell out your $12 a month. This all started earlier this month, and actually we did report it here on the news show, but apparently this experiment, didn't go so well for YouTube. In fact, there was quite a bit of backlash. Well, now there won't be any decisions to make. YouTube's announcement has said it has fully turned this thing off, so now when you go into your quality settings, the option for 4K should be back up for everybody. Again, as long as your bandwidth can handle it. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find all the BTN content over at our official website at britishtechnetwork.com. Find the latest episodes of The Mac Show and The Big Show. And don't forget to check out The Photo Show, too. We're also, of course, on Facebook. Give us a like over there at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. In our community, we'd love for you to be a part of the fun today, so join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you have a great Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.